Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Luke chapter 6, verses 6 through 11. The Reverend Doug Gribenaw is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, beginning at verse 6. On another Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and was teaching. And a man was there whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees watched him to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath, so that they might find a reason to accuse him. But he knew their thoughts, and he said to the man with the withered hand, "Come and stand here." And he rose and stood there. And Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to destroy it?" And after looking around at them, all he said to him, "Stretch out your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored. But they were filled with fury and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. O Lord, have mercy on us. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus asks the scribes and the Pharisees, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm? To save life or to destroy it?" Now, immediately before this selection in the Gospel of St. John is another Sabbath encounter. This the one where Jesus and his disciples are going through the field picking the little grain heads on the Sabbath. You might remember how this encounter then ends. And he said to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." And then our reading here today picks up on another Sabbath. The same folks gathered around. Two paths then, side by side. Jesus, the Lord of the Sabbath, will do good. He will save, he will restore. The scribes and the Pharisees intend harm. They seek accusation. They plot destruction. "Come and stand here," he says to the man. His hand is restored. Good is done. Life is saved. The Sabbath truly fulfilled by Christ Jesus. But the scribes and the Pharisees, Luke tells us, were filled with fury and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus. The same synagogue, the Sabbath day, Jesus restores. His opponents rage. Jesus saves. His opponents seek to destroy. But the moment also points us forward. Here this day, the man stretches out his hand, it is made whole. But there will come the day when our Lord himself will stretch out his hands. Stretching them out upon the cross, these hands not withered, not corrupted, not beset by the sin-drenched world, instead will be pierced. They will be destroyed. They will bleed for the sake of our transgressions. His outstretched hands bear the harm intended against him. His outstretched hands save your life and the life of the world. His outstretched hands do good. Great good. The good. This is for you, brothers and sisters. In holy baptism, you, a dead lump, couldn't even stand before him. Could not even stretch out your own hand. And so his hand stretched out to grasp you out of sin, death, the power of the devil, hoisting you up from death to put him in his marvelous light, to be wrapped in his outstretched arms, to be clothed in his righteousness. In holy baptism, he joins you to his death and to his resurrection, restores, does the good, that you might be alive in him, enlivened then by his outstretched hand, receiving his gifts from his outstretched hand at the altars. We are then encouraged to stretch out our hands, to say to those who are yet beset with pain, with sin, who are yet trapped in that darkness, come, stand here. Come to the house of the Lord where his hand stretches out to you as it is stretched out to me, that you may be brought out of that prison and be made free in the life of Jesus. So whatever withers you, Christ will restore. Whatever guilt weighs you down, his hands will forgive. Whatever shame clings to you, his mercy will cover. Whatever sin clings to your frame, his outstretched arm will break to embrace you. And as we have just sung in our hymn this day, this Savior of long ago, yet living still, who does for us on Calvary's hill, who triumphed over cross and grave, his healing hands, even now, stretch forth to save. Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.